Now, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and Yahuwah's glory filled the house. The priests could not enter into Yahuwah's house, because Yahuwah's glory filled Yahuwah's house. All the children of Israel looked on when the fire came down and Yahuwah's glory was on the house. They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground on the pavement, worshipped, and gave thanks to Yahuwah, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before Yahuwah. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated Elohim's house. The priests stood, according to their positions. The Levites also with instruments of music of Yahuwah, which David the king had made to give thanks to Yahuwah, when David praised by their ministry, saying, "For his loving kindness endures forever." The priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon made the middle of the court that was before Yahuwah's house set apart. For there he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the fat. So Solomon held the feast at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly, from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. On the 8th day, they held a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the goodness that Yahuwah had shown to David, to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished Yahuwah's house and the king's house, and he successfully completed all that came into Solomon's heart to make in Yahuwah's house and in his own house. Then Yahuwah appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the sky so that there is no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer that is made in this place. Done now I have chosen and made this house set apart, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, according as I covenanted with David your father, saying, there shall not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have made set apart for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. This is a house which is so high, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, why has Yahuwah done this to this land and to this house? They shall answer, because they abandoned Yahuwah, Elohim of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt and took other gods, worshipped them, and served them. Therefore he has brought all this evil on them.